Aircheckdownloads.com.
I just died in your arms. Cutting Crew at number 5, down 2 notches this week after hitting number 1 3 weeks ago. This is Casey on American Top 40. You know, when an act is red hot on the charts, it's sometimes hard to know if their music will even be remembered a few years down the line. Lots of hitmakers don't stand up to the test of time. But one top group from the 60s seems to have had a big impact on a whole new generation. Talking about the Supremes. Over the years, 6 of their hits have been remade and hit the top 40 again. And here's the latest. It's by Kim Wilde. At number 4, a remake of the Supremes' number 1 song from 1966, You Keep Me Hanging On. You Keep Me Hanging On. Kim Wilde jumping another 4 notches to number 4. It's her second top 40 hit in America. Her first was Kids in America back in 1982. And the countdown rocks on.
Casey's Coast to Coast. American Top 40.
Billboard ranks them. AT40 counts them down.
Number 3.
Chris DeBerg's been slow dancing with his lady. Slowly up the chart. This week he's at number 3. Chris DeBerg's The Lady in Red. It hit number 1 in Canada, Norway, Belgium, Ireland, and Great Britain. And it's looking to add the USA to that list. The Lady in Red by Chris DeBerg moves up 2 notches this week to number 3. These are the hottest hits. I'm Casey Kasem. The band with the number 1 song in the USA this week recently came out on stage on the opening night of their world tour and discovered their lead singer lost his voice. Couldn't sing a note. But luckily, they had some backup singers. 13,000 of them. That story and the band's number 1 hit coming up.
Casey's Coast to Coast, American Top 40.
We're up to the 2 biggest pop hits in the USA now, but first let's check out the tops of Billboard's other charts. Number 1 on Billboard's album chart for its 5th consecutive week, The Joshua Tree by U2. Number 1 on the country chart, Can't Stop My Heart From Loving You by the O'Kanes. And number 1 on the soul chart, Always by Atlantic Star. And back here on the pop chart, we've got a recent number 1 soul hit. It's been holding at number 2 for the last 3 weeks on American Top 40. Jody Watley and Looking for a New Love. Jody Watley, and she's looking for a new love, baby, and pushing for the number 1 spot on the chart. Her first solo hit holds again at number 2, 4th consecutive week in the 2nd spot. This is Casey on American Top 40. Now we're up to the number 1 song in the USA, and it's by the band that came out on stage on the opening night of their worldwide tour and found their lead singer couldn't sing a note. Lost his voice. But luckily, the band had some backup singers to fill in. Here's the story. Back in April, the band was kicking off probably one of the most anticipated rock tours in years. They were booked into just about every large concert hall around the world, and they were starting it all off in Arizona at the Arizona State University Activity Center. Well, the place was sold out. 13,000 people packed in and screaming for the band. The group came out on stage and launched into their opening song. But about halfway into it, the lead singer tried to hit a high note and winced in pain and grabbed his throat. The first song ended, and the lead singer had no voice left. In barely a whisper, he looked out at the audience and said, "I think you're going to have to help me out with some singing tonight." So the band played on through all their popular songs, and the crowd sang along. They knew all the words, even to the songs from their newest album, The Joshua Tree, which at the time had only been out for a couple of weeks. By the end of the concert, the group had moved into its more familiar material, and Bono, the lead singer, had turned the audience into a giant choir, singing every song word for word. That's 13,000 people singing lead vocal, showing that you too can sing rock and roll. Here they are with the first number 1 song of their career. You too, 2nd week at number 1, With or Without You. They have the number 1 album in the USA, The Joshua Tree, for the 5th week in a row, and the number 1 song in the land for the 2nd week in a row, With or Without You. That's U2, and the 4 Irishmen have conquered our American charts. And there you are, the 40 most popular records in America straight from the official Billboard chart for the week ending May 23rd, 1987. American Top 40, created by Casey Kasem and Don Bastani, and Tom Rounds, is produced in Hollywood by ABC Watermark. Our mailing address is American Top 40, Post Office Box 2000, Hollywood, California, zip code 90028. Our executive producer is Dick Carr. Producer, Elizabeth Rollins. With Matt Wilson, Daryl Morton, Tracy Pearson, Dana Swartzwalder, Ann Stroiker, Gonzalo Venecia, Michael Sullivan, Mike Williams, David Cohen, Stu Jacobs, and Linda Kelly. I'm Casey Kasem. Join me next week, and again, we'll count down the 40 most popular songs in the USA. Till then, keep your feet in the ground and keep reaching for the stars.
Aircheckdownloads.com.